You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about a couple of new movies out this weekend and some big ones.
Yes, some big ones. We have the sequel to The Shining. How many people have loved The Shining out there, right?
Yeah.
Red Rum.
Yes.
That's all I remember, Red Rum.
So scary.
That's enough.
Yes. Look,
trust me. Well, you know, Stephen King wrote the book Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining. In 1988, a fan goes, whatever happened to Danny? Whatever happened to the little boy in The Shining? He thought that was an interesting idea. So it took all these years for him to write the sequel. And now Mike Flanagan, the director of the film, if you watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
gosh.
One of the greatest haunted ghost story series of all time. So we're in good hands. And what happens, we find out Danny now, years later, he's played by Ewan McGregor. He's been tortured by those ghosts from the Overlook Hotel. So his entire life, he's turned to drugs, he's turned to alcohol, trying to cope with that. And he meets up with this little girl who's got the most powerful shining there is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this group out there called the True Knots, led by Rebecca Ferguson, who hunt down children who have the shining in them, and they consume them. And, of course, the climax of the film, we go back to the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, geez.
And what's really cool is the director went to the Stanley Kubrick estate and got all the plans. So they recreated all the sets from the original Shining.
That's cool.
So it's really a horrific film. It's one of my favorite films of the year. I was really kind of worried about a Shining sequel.
I know.
It makes me want to read the book now because the movie was so fascinating.
I was hoping there'd be a Nicholson cameo or something.
There is a bartender who looks like Nicholson. I'm not going to tell you who the actor is.
Okay, cool.
But it took me a few minutes and I started whispering to other critics. I go, do you know who that is? And they didn't believe me until we saw the credits.
The other blockbuster
is we have Midway.
Oh, yeah.
$100 million epic from Roland Emmerich, who gave us The Day After Tomorrow, Independence Day, Stargate. So we have an all-star cast, you know, from Ed Skirin to Woody Harrelson playing Admiral Nimitz. We have Dennis Quaid playing Admiral Halsey. We just got so many great who's who of characters, just like back in the 1970s with Henry Fonda and all-star cast. But now we have updated CGI effects. They also humanize the Japanese. They don't demonize them in this movie. I love historical epics, so this was fantastic. And you can check out my YouTube channel. I have interviews with Ed Skirin, Luke Kleintank, and director Roland Emmerich for Midway.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, of course, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, as always, thanks for coming in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.